Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End, Sacramento's number one hit music station. It's The Wake Up Call. I'm Orphan Andrew. We got Gavin here, Nikki B in for Katie, who's back on Monday. But today, a very special day on The Wake Up Call.
Well, not for anybody on this show. No. I mean, it is Nikki's last day. That's special. Mm-hmm. But today's my dad's birthday.
Happy birthday.
George is 70 years old today.
Wow.
Oh my God. Well, you know what? Today's show is dedicated to him. Let me talk to you about my dad for a second.
Please.
Okay?
His birthday.
It's his birthday. And I'm not going to take the opportunity on his 70th birthday to crap all over him.
No.
Okay? But he's a pain in my ass. Because for his 70th birthday, my father lives back in Pennsylvania. Okay? He lives in the mountains of central Pennsylvania. My brother, we can't be with him. So my brother made this book of all these pictures of my dad's life. I was planning for my dad's birthday to get him airline tickets to come out here and see all of us.
Yeah.
Okay. And my dad, fully vaccinated. He's fully vaccinated at this point. Mm-hmm. And I'm on the phone with him not that long ago, and he goes, "Yeah, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not going to wear." And he's not an anti-masker, but he goes, "I'm not wearing a mask all day so that I can fly across the country." And I go, "Why? You wear a mask now." And we started to go back and forth about this. Like, you have so many issues when you fly. Wearing a mask is nothing. He has to wear compression socks the circulation hurts his feet.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's no circulation up there because he's old and he smokes cigarettes. Mm-hmm. So, like, if he doesn't wear his compression socks, then he gets off the plane. He takes his shoes off, and he's just got big fat purple biscuits at the end of his legs. You know, so he's got that going for him. It's like he doesn't have any teeth, so like how does he chew whatever food he can find on the flight or
whatever they
what's
got,
he yeah. eating? Yeah, I don't even know how that works. It's like a mask. Come on. He's like, "Well, it's not comfortable. I can't really breathe in it. And I got to wear it all day." I was like, "You haven't met your granddaughter.
No.
She's 2 years old. You've never held her. You've never seen her in person." So this is so happy birthday, Dad, is basically what I'm saying. Tell you guys, you guys.
Hold on one second. Is your dad single?
Of course.
Okay. Here's the thing.
What about anything that I just described made him sound like, yeah, he's a ladies man?
We may need to set your dad up with my mom.
Oh my God.
My mom from Long Island, thick New York accent, smoker. When she flies here to come see me, because she does come and see mm-hmm. me, she has to get up in the middle of the flight and walk down the aisle, like up and down the aisle, because her ankles swell. Yeah, same thing.
Does your mom like fancy things?
Not really.
Great, my dad hates fancy things. Like we could take him anywhere. We can literally take him anywhere.
Yeah.
My dad thinks Chili's is exotic because they don't have it in Burnham, Pennsylvania.
The place my mom loves to go to when she comes out here, Mimi's.
I took my dad to a Mimi's breakfast once, and he was like, "This place is like New Orleans." Wouldn't shut up about the decor.
No.
Like, it's nothing like New Orleans. Have you been to New Orleans? Just because they have, like, that thing over there that
like
looks
a French,
like a...
French theme or whatever. No.
There's a fake balcony inside. That's not New Orleans. Is there a drunk college girl hanging over the side throwing up? No, it's not like New Orleans.
And dinner is served by three.
Okay, so I think here's what we should do. What? All right, I'm going to fly. You tell me when Teresa flies out here. Yep. I'm going to fly George out here the same week.
Yep.
And we will take them to romantic AF brunches at Mimi's.
Okay.
You and me.
I'm in.
And then maybe we'll take him to sushi afterwards. Will Teresa eat any sushi?
No.
My dad won't either. The only thing, the last time I took him to get sushi, you know what he did? Yeah. He ate the eggs off of the top of it with a spoon. With a spoon.
This sounds like love.
And then said,